our students to make sure that they are, you know, doing all the things they need to do in class and being successful as well in the classroom as well in the band room. So it was extremely hard with that. And, you know, of course, our marketing team, we have our media team, which director of our media team is Garrett Edgerton. He does an amazing job putting out our content. Our social media platform is continuing to excel. And, you know, as much as we go forward, the platform has grown tremendously. So we just released our Dancing Dog video, and it's going viral. So the ladies, the standards, the dog sponsors, we thank them, Mr. Carl Frank and Miss Tracy Green. So they have done an amazing job with our young ladies, and they are looking amazing already before the season even starts. I mean, I've already seen them, and I mean, I can't wait for them to put the things out that they've been working on. So I'm excited. You know, I'm glad that I don't have to do all this by myself, and that we have an amazing team that we all play a huge part, and everybody just do their role, and that's what makes this band so amazing.
I got to put you on the spot, Dr. Taylor. I know you love football. You just like me. We talk all the time about all type of sports. Southern University football getting kicked off next week. How you feeling?
I'm loving what I've seen over the course of camp. You know, just watching the guys, I like their demeanor. I like their energy. And I definitely think that Coach Graves has created an environment that's going to be conducive to success. They've worked very hard, and I know everybody else works hard, but it's not all just about working hard. It's about, you know, believing even in moments where you have the most adversity. And every time I talk to Coach Graves, he don't see adversity. He just always finds a way to be positive. He finds a way to, and he encouraged me. I was like complaining about something. He like, hey, Coach, you know, you got to look at it like this. I wouldn't have had it if they would have brought it. So I was like, you're right. So he just always try to find the positive in a negative situation. So to me, that's a great leader. I admire that about him, and I think that having that mindset as a leader, it translates to your team. So it's on and off the field. He's an amazing guy. So I think that follows you. Your track record follows you, the person you are. So the success of the team sometimes can be on the leader. Just for being a great, humble person. So I think the team is going to be very, very successful. Even talking to some of the players, man, they humble. You know, the new starting quarterback, Noah, you know, I reached out to him and talked to him and told him that, you know, keep working hard and what you put in is what you get out. So they are focused. I believe in them, and I'm hoping the Jaguar Nation believes as well. So we excited. We're going to back them up. And I told them, hey, we got y'all back. Throughout the season. So I'm looking for I don't think it's championship or bust, but I do believe that we're going to be in the running. So I definitely will say that.
I'm just looking for them to have you play the fight song so much to the other team just sick of hearing it. That's all I want to hear, the fight song the whole game, Dr. Taylor.
So you don't want to hear it ain't over till it's over?
That might be scary if I hear that. I mean, we in the fight. I mean, we trying to fight back. We saying, hold on now. It ain't over.
Yet.
But that fight song mean we moving the ball or we scoring touchdowns, interceptions, something. And you know something else, I was at practice not too long ago. I was listening to Coach Mark Frederick, and he was telling his quarterback, hey, don't give the other band a reason to play, meaning, hey, don't turn this thing over. So that meant a lot, and that's what I don't want to hear is the other band playing. I just want to hear that fight song the entire game, man. Hey, Dr. Taylor, I want to thank you for coming on this morning as you and the band prepare to go over to Houston. Give us some details for that Houston event this weekend in the Battle of the Bands. What time you guys will be performing and where at?
So the event is in Houston in RG Stadium, and the event starts at 4 o'clock, but we don't perform until around 6:30. So I would say come at 6:30. You know, come and enjoy the other band programs. Those guys are working hard as well, but they always say, you know, you save the best for last. So we are scheduled to go last and we're excited about it. But, you know, the event takes place in Houston as well, and there'll be fans on both sides. So you'll get the experience of seeing, you know, all of the band programs, but we perform to the west side, which is the home side.
Well, Dr. Taylor, thank you for coming on this morning, man. Safe travels to you and the band. I see you guys over in Houston. Great job at what you're doing in order for this short turnaround to get these students prepared for the first performance of the game. Even before the first game, in front of a huge crowd, man, that says a lot, I think, to you and your staff and the work ethic that you guys have in teaching and training these young people what it is to be the Southern University Human Jukebox and preparing to excite the world and everything that you guys do. So, man, congratulations. Good luck to you guys this weekend. I hope everybody enjoys the 2024-2025 edition of the Southern University Human Jukebox.
Thank you for having me on. We're excited, and the best is still yet to come. Let's go, Jags.
Let's go, Jags, baby. Let's go. All right, Dr. Taylor. All right, let's get ready to take a break. Everybody, we'll come back on this side. We'll be for a short segment, and then when we get to the 8 o'clock hour, we got a very special guest, but I'll tell you a little bit more after that. This break, so you guys stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.
It's On the Yard Sports, and I'm Perry White, and what I need for you to do is go follow and subscribe to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter right now.
D.R. Ricks is a fifth-year senior who's getting his first chance to drive the train that Bob talked about. And right now, he's driving it quite well because the Southern Jaguars are kicking butt in the SWAC conference. As Bob mentioned, 6-0 overall in the SWAC, and D.R. Ricks has played so well. Over 2,000 yards passing in the last three games running the football. He's been over 100 yards on the ground. The respect factor that he gets from his teammates is incredible. As a fifth-year senior who's never started, they elected him captain. And the numbers he has put up are represented on your screen. 27 total touchdowns on the offense, a pass percentage of nearly 60%. He could be the SWAC Player of the Year on the offensive side.
Best, and they're going to get a huge dose of the best offensive player in the SWAC, and that being Thomas Ricks.
Yeah, what Thomas Ricks has found a way to do is just beat defenses either with his arm, with his feet, or with his leadership capabilities, finding a way to win the games late with fourth quarter comebacks. He showed versatility and athleticism. He's a tremendous athlete that knows how to win, most importantly.
He is a leader both on and off the field.
I just think it has come to a maturity level. You know, I have a four-year-old son, and, you know, when he was born, I had to grow up fast. And, you know, just staying in school and practicing every day, trying to get better every day, you know, just so he can have a better future. It's just been my inspiration. So, you know, I just think that's my motor that drives me and, you know, keeps me in the game.
His four-year-old son, Collier, has not missed a game this season. He throw the football around in Rick's dorm room at Southern. And he says it's great playing football with Collier. First and 10. Rick's got Vernon. Vernon makes the catch at the 45.
He can run the entire offense with all those guys in the game.
Rick's to Vernon. First down. Holmes in the backfield. Rick's. First down. Gained on the tackle, but not until Rick's picks up the first down. Second and 7. Rick's. Overstreet's got it. Across midfield. Rick's. Has a receiver. Got it. In a shotgun, he's going to run it out to the 10, second and 11 after the holding penalty, sidearm toss, and a nice catch. Ricks on the first and 10, little draw play, takes it outside, he's got the first down.
But Ricks going
to
take it up.
All right, good morning to everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the Jaguar Journal. Hope you guys are waking up. Glad to have you guys listening to my voice bright and early on a Saturday morning, 7:54 a.m. to be exact, Central Standard Time. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far. Thank you to Charlie Neal, Dr. Kedrick Taylor. Man, it is week zero. We're starting to talk football. We're talking band. We're going to keep things rocking and rolling. And good morning to everybody watching, hey, on our YouTube channel. Good to have you guys with us. Hit that subscribe button, please. If you have not already subscribed, And look, we'd love to have your support. Just when we go live, you go back and watch any of these shows just in case you missed anything. And everybody watching on our Facebook Live, look, I share this thing. They're probably sick of me on Facebook. I put this thing in every group, every page that I can find. You know what? Because we're spreading some information out there, and I just want you guys to hear it and share it to the folks who may have missed it and don't know anything about it. That is the beauty of the Jaguar Journal. And hit that follow button on our Jaguar Journal Facebook page as we continue to get the show going. Mike, how long do we have before we get to the top of the hour? About 2 minutes as we continue to go. It is week zero, and because it is week zero, the first football game of the season on the HBCU side on national television will be played tonight. Guess what? It's going to be Florida A&M Rattler, the defender, the national black college champions, winners of the Celebration Bowl last year. Coach James Cozy is now taking over that program. Willie Simmons has now moved on. He's the running back coach over at Duke University now, taking on Norfolk State. Former Southern University head football coach Dawson Odoms in his fourth season over with that program. And guess what? Very special guest coming at the top of the hour, because we're going to have Dawson Odoms right here on the show to talk to us about his Norfolk Spartan team and what the outlook for them, as they've had some issues in terms of now having to switch over, having a new quarterback, as their All-MEAC selection quarterback has been suspended for 4 games due to some type of NCAA violation. Not sure, not much has come out on that. But Coach Dawson Odoms is going to join us when we come back out of the break at the top of the hour to talk to us about his team over in Atlanta for the MEAC Swag Challenge, which will be televised tonight live on ESPN. So I hope you guys are ready for that interview. Hey, he's a one of our Southern greats when it comes to coaches. So no doubt about it, still have that relationship with him. And that's my boy. And I fool with the Spartans. So, hey, it is what it is when I look over at the MEAC. So I hope you guys really enjoy that. And then as we continue to get later into the show, we'll talk with Jim Kleinpeter. Jim's going to talk to us and give us some insight. I know you all know Southern, his name is starting quarterback in Noah Bowden. He's going to be the guy to lead us over to Mac Nice as we take on the Cowboys next week. So just stay tuned. Let's get ready to take a break. We at the top of the hour. When I pay these bills, we're going to come back. Coach Dawson Odoms, Norfolk State, the Spartans head guy, is going to talk to us about the MEAC Swag Challenge. Hope you guys, hey, go get your coffee, go run to the bathroom, turn it up, tell everybody, tune in. We'll be right back. More of the Jaguar Journal.
Southern was a little late to the game of football. They had started earlier in the CIAA up at Hampton and those schools up there. And when Dr. Clark became, J.S. Clark became president of Southern University in 1914, he had already visited Tuskegee and these Howard and the other schools, and they had a football program. And he wanted to compete with them, not just in the classroom, but also on the football field. So it started as an intramural. We had intramurals when we first came in 1914 through 1916-17. And then the intramural program evolved into the varsity, into the football program we know in 1918. Coach Big Charlie Holmes from Colorado State, he came here as an assistant coach, but he took over around 1922, 1923, and he did very well through the early 20s, but he came up to 26. He broke even. He was expected to do well, and 27. I don't find any records where he won any games there, and he was replaced. But the person he was replaced by was a legendary. Name is Bryce Union Taylor from the University of Southern California. Out there, he had been an All-American. He was the guy that stopped the four horsemen of Notre Dame. And then he went to Chaplin University in South Carolina at 27. In 1928, he became the head football coach at Southern University and athletic director. And he really put Southern on the map. He had a lot of firsts. First of all, he had the first All-Americans we had came under him. Therefore, he had the greatest winning percentage in Southern University. He won 85% of his game here, and he had our first undefeated season in 1931 when he was 7-0. But he was not declared national champ, but he was considered for that. But he was our first great coach during that early period, Bryce Union Taylor. We don't want to forget him. Arnett W. Mumford, he's a national icon in coaching. He had coached 10 years in Texas, Jarvis Christians, Bishop, and Texas College. But the last 5 or 6 years at Texas College, he was very, very outstanding. He won two SWAC titles, and he won a national black championship at Texas College and 35. So therefore, Sullivan was interested in getting him here, and Dr. Felton Clark was very instrumental, the person to